Previously on the Good Morning Breakfast Show.
We've gone forever, OFM. Now, if you think about the world we currently live in, we see that technology creeps closer.
Yeah.
Okay. And sometimes machines. The machines, they come. Now, a guy that found the perfect balance between man and machine, Jeremy Loops. Jeremy, good morning. Welcome to OFM.
Thanks. Thanks for having me. Good morning. How are you all?
Lekker. Okay, so this loop thing you do, do you actually record these things live while the show is happening, and then you loop it?
Yes.
And you swoop it and you pull.
Swoop and pull, yeah.
Yeah.
Swoop and loop.
Hence Jeremy Loops.
Yeah. So, but usually you use a machine for this, right?
Yes. Yes, that's what one uses, a little loop pedal, it's called.
Have you ever used the Yoop pedal?
What?
The swoop pedal.
No, the Yoop pedal, the human loop.
The human loop.
We're going to offer it right now. So what we're going to do is you're going to give me something to do. So a sound or a noise or whatever.
Yeah.
On a beat. You're going to give Sam a sound, and then Margaret will also have something. So, and then you're going to sing something short over that. How does that sound?
Lovely.
Okay. Let's go. I'm ready for you.
Okay. It's easy. So I just need you to give me the beatbox, like the beat clap. And then I need the next person to give me like claps, but not slow claps, like fast claps. Okay, where's the beat? Are they still going? Here we go.
Time signature is nothing in the studio. Sorry. Ooh.
Yo, here it is. So it's been in the morning. How the hell are you feeling? Starting early with the looping. The human looping. I've no idea what's going on here. Sounding a little bit out of tune, but I like it.
Okay. Okay. So if that song were to ever make it to Spotify, it would definitely be on your wooden spoon playlist. Okay.
Yes, no, that would be, you would put that at the end of the show when everyone has gone home.
But not your new song. You co-wrote this with Ed Sheeran.
Yes.
That's insane. Wow. How was that process, huh?
Look, he begged me to work together, and I said, I'm busy at the moment, actually, Ed. It was difficult to find a date because I had a lot going on in South Africa. In between surfing and writing the rest of the songs for my album, it was just tight, that's all, you know? Yeah. But, I pulled some strings. Made some allowances, and sure enough, Ed and I got in studio together. No, I'm kidding. It was a massive honor, of course, to be invited to write songs with Ed Sheeran. We've both taken a keen interest in, like, the music business, I think. Like, we both have an appreciation for just the overall hustle of it all. And we really connected on that. He was super interested in, like, how I got started and how I ended up selling out 5,000-seater rooms in London. He was very curious. He said, "Are those people all South Africans?" And I said, "No, not at all. I've got a solid like UK audience." And he was like, "And where, which venues did you play? And how did you book the Electric Ballroom?" And I said, "Yeah, we sold the Electric Ballroom out." And he said, "And then you must have played the Roundhouse." And I said, "Yes, no, we sold the Roundhouse out in 2018." And I couldn't believe how connected he still was to the venues and the industry over there and the kind of struggle that it takes to break into the British and European market. Like, he knew very well what all those venues were because he remembers having to climb those same ranks. Anyways, I didn't think I was going to get a call back, but my manager after that said, "Please, will you just write to Ed and see if he still wants to do that songwriting?" And I said, "You know, the last thing I'm going to do is chase this man who clearly has a lot on his plate. I'm sure if he wants to write and he was serious about that, he's got my mail and he'll drop me a line. But eventually, he did write to me and he just dropped me a line and said, dude, I've got dates in October this year. Do you have any time then? Would you be keen to fly over to the studio in London? And I said, of course, bro, I'll be there. Yeah, he's a lovely guy. It was easy. We have a very similar style to how we write music, as both being kind of guitar-based singer-songwriter styles. So it wasn't difficult. We weren't trying to mash two different things together. Yeah, we managed to produce this really nice song.
And here it is for the very first time on The Sound of Your Life. It's OFM, Jeremy Loops, Better Together.
The Good Morning Breakfast Show with Accident Angels. Your life matters.